Daf is Daf Ayin Hey. So we got to the last three lines of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. The two dots, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Kachim B'Kachim Min B'Mino. The Mishnah continues to say if the Kachim from Reuven gets mixed with Kachim of Shimon, so the Lach is each one is, you makter each carbon, L'Shem Mishahu, whoever it is, whether it's Reuven or Shimon's, even though we don't know who's whose, that's good enough. So the Gemara asks the question of Ha Bai Smicha, don't you require Smicha? And since you don't know whose is whose, you can't accomplish smicha. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef b'karba nashim. When it comes to karba nashim, women don't require smicha. They don't do smicha. So that's what we're referring to. But in Echanami, when it comes to karban of b'karban anashim, when it comes to the karbanos of a man, lo, you wouldn't be able to do this because you'd be missing out on smicha. Tosis on the bottom. What? Both people? You can't do smicha on an animal that's not yours. It's going to be a violation of avoda. On the behemoth, yeah. So Bam Tosis here, Dima ask of a hub by smicha. He goes through other examples where there is no smicha. He says, what about a bird? Maybe he's referring to a bird. There's no smicha on a bird. He says, no, because our mission is talking about zvachim. It sounds like it's talking about behemos and other options as well. And he ends up saying it can't be any of those. It has to be referring to a behemoth that requires smicha. And again, since we don't know who owns this animal, the karbanos of an anashim are going to be potter from this din.
You can't do it with a
tanai. That's avoda. You can't do avoda on a behemoth. Even with a Tanai. So the Gemara says, that asks the question on the top of Ayin Hey. Eisive, Abai asks the question, Karban Yachid, Shinis Ari B'Karban Yachid. Let's say one Karban Yachid gets mixed with another Karban Yachid, Karban Tzibur, Shinis Ari B'Karban Tzibur, or even a Karban Yachid, B'Karban Tzibur. So every different type of permutation is there. You have a mixture, you don't know which Karban is which. So the Lacha is that no saying, Shinar Sarva Zebazed, no saying, so you have two animals. You have no idea which was the carbon yachid, which is the carbon seabor. Two animals that are confused. So what you do is you shech the animals, and then you do four matanos from each of them, from each animal. So now they point out it's a little bit confusing how this works out. We're not going to get so focused on this. But let's say two chatalos get mixed together, and each chatas requires four. You don't know who's who, so you do four for that animal, four for that animal. It doesn't make a difference. So let's say two olos get confused. An ola requires normally two matanos, so you do two from two, two from two. That's all if you have no idea which animal, which carbon is which. Let's say v'im nasa matana mikol echad yatsa. But let's say you only sprinkled one sprinkling from each animal. That's good also, because if you look at Rashi, three lines down, v'im nasa matana mikol echad Yatza, kidamr beperk be shamed daf lam levav, if you remember, kol nitanim al hamazbeach achiton shenitnan bevatan achas yatza kiper. The halacha is, even though ideally you should do four, if you do one, we pass like Beis Hillel that b'dieved you fulfilled your obligation. Back to the Gemara now. V'im nasan arba mikulan yatza. What's this case here? Let's say they get mixed together, so you mix all, they somehow they get the blood gets mixed together. So the, I'm sorry, if this case is, I'm sorry, Rashi's Abar Matanos, Shnayim Matanos Shein Arba Kamar. You end up putting together one that's two. You do two different types, meaning only do two sprinklings, that works as well. Now, it's very confusing what that's coming to add. We just said if you do one that works, what's this adding? So there's a long footnote here to describe what the scenario is, but really not our focus. So then the Gemara says, Bamed Vamamur, and what's the case here? Shins Arvu Chayin. If they got mixed when they're alive, so you see two goats that are alive, you don't know which is a carbon tzibur, which is a carbon yachad. So then you go ahead and you do this case. Aval nisarvu shchutin, if they get mixed up while they've been shechted already, so then the loch is nosin arba matanos mikulan. So the case here, Rashi explains, aval nisarvu shchutin shenivlal damam b'kos echad. Not only did you shech them, but you've also mixed the blood together in one coat. So now I've got one coat full of two different animals' blood. So Rashi says, nosin dal matanos mikul miachad. You do four total sprinklings because each sprinkling is going to have some of the sa'ir number one and some of the sa'ir number two. And you fulfill the obligation. So again, Bameta Murim, when is it true? Shin Sarvu Chayim, that each animal requires its own four sprinklings. Aval Nis Arvu Shchutin, if it's mixed when it's shechted and all the blood's in one coast, all you have to do is Nosin Arba Matanos Mikulan from one to, you know, all together, just total of four. Vimnasa Matana Achas Mikulan Yatza. If you've only done one, you Yote, because we paskin again like Beis Hillel, that if you do one, you keep it. So that's the Tanakama. Comes along Rebbe. Rebbe Omer, Rowan es hamatana im yeshba kedei lazek shera. You look at that kos. If that kos that you're doing sprinkling has enough blood for two sprinklings, so then you're able to do one, and that fulfills two obligations. You could kill two birds with one stone if that shear of dam is enough. Vimlav, if the blood that you have in the coast is not enough to fulfill two different animals, then it's psul. So we're going to get back to Rebbe at the bottom. But our concern right now is the following. Ketani, in this brayse, it says, Yochid dumya de tzibur. It compares the case of a carbon tzibur with a carbon yochid and a yochid with a yochid. So we say we're talking about the same type of scenario here. What's the same type of scenario? The Gemara says, Ketani yochid dumya de tzibur. Ma tzibur gavre af yochid gavre. Just like a carbon tzibur is only brought by men, so to a carbon yochid referring to it's brought by men. So we see from here that if a carbon yachid is mixed up, even of a man, we would go ahead and bring a carbon. He doesn't deal with the smicha question right now, but the previous Gemara is telling us that no, if the carbonos of men get mixed up, since you can't do smicha, you can't bring the carbon. But here the Gemara says, if a carbon of a man does get mixed up, you would go ahead and do the sprinklings. So now, as a side point here, how come we're assuming the carbon tzibur is only brought by the gavri, not by the nashim? How come it's only the men, not the women? Aren't the women also part of the tzibur? How come we can't say they're part of it? So Taker B'Kivayger writes, based on this Gemara and other Gemaras, that women have no chelik in the carbon tzibur. The women are not obligated in giving machas to shekel. Since they don't give machas to shekel, they're not part of the carbon tzibur. Based on this, there's a Shaila, I don't remember if B'Kivayger says this or others say this afterwards, that a Rabbi Kiyager says, therefore, women are not chayv and musaf. That's what he does write. They're not chayv and musaf, since they're not chayv and karbonos, they're not chayv and musaf. Shacharis, they're chayv. Even though shacharis is keneged karbonos, it's also keneged avos, in which case women also have shaychas to davening for things that they need. But karbon musaf, everyone agrees, is like exclusively karbonos. And since women are pater from machzah shekel and pater from karbon tzibur, they're pater from davening karbon musaf.
They're not
it sounds like from this they're not. I'm not sure that works exactly. But the interesting shot comes up. Let's say a boy who's under the age of 18. Under the age of 18, he's no chiv to give machzah shekel, according to some rishonim. So if he's not chiv machzah shekel, means he has no chelik in the tzibur. That means he shouldn't daven musaf. And that's a discussion amongst the posting. That's all according to Shitas Rabbi Kiva Eger. Others argue and say, no, women are chayv in the tzibur. They have a whole other shot how to read this Gemara. Okay, fine. So the Gemara now says, so we want to establish that the carbon tzibur is only referring to the men's involvement. The meila, the carbon yachid, is referring to the men's involvement also. So we see that even though a carbon yachid shel anashim, even though it's mixed up, you can bring it. So it's a kasha to what we said before. So Amar Rava, Rava says, v'tizvara, does this really make sense? Ha metard stahi? Does this brisa make sense? Matar to mean, is it really answered? Is it really a clear brisa? There seems to be a mistake in this very brisa. And just like we're going to prove one mistake, we could say that there's another mistake, that the carbon yachid doesn't have to be referring to the carbon of a man, but maybe it's referring to the carbon of a woman, and it's consistent with what we said before. So what's the mistake? V'tisvara ha-matartsta. He, does the brisa make sense? Tikatani v'med v'amamurim. When is this all true? When they get mixed up together while they're still alive. About this arvu shchutin, if they get mixed together when they've been shechted, lo, we said that if they're shechted, you don't have to go ahead and bring four sprinklings of each. So Gemara says, mali chayim, mali shchutim. Who cares whether the animal's alive or whether it's shechted? I mean, if I have the animal shechted already, and it's not mixed in the blood, it's not mixed together in one coast, they're just shechted, so then of course you'd take the blood of one separately and the blood of one separately. How can the Gemara say Nishchutim that it's all the same din? It is a chilek even within Shchutim. So the Gemara says, Ella, Halchi Kalmar. What the Brisa means to say is, Bamed Vamamun, when is this true? Shenis Arvu Shchutin Kein Chaim. When the Shechted animals are like alive, meaning when they're still separate animals. Aval Kein Bekosos, in separate Kosos. Aval Bevolel, if they're mixed together in one coast after being shechted, so then you would say, no sin dal matanas lekulan, you just bring all one coast and do four total sprinklings. Vim nasin matan achis, we only do one, lekulan yatsa. You fulfill the obligation. So just like we prove that this brice is not so clear, there seems to be a mistake in its presentation, so too, we don't have to be cornered into saying that the carbon yachid is that of the man. We could say it's referring to that of the women. And we can conclude that if a man's carbon gets mixed up, then you don't go ahead and bring a carbon since you can't do smicha. But if the carbon yachid of a woman gets mixed up, you are allowed to since there is no requirement of smicha for the carbon of a nashim. Okay, the Gemara now says the last four lines of the Amud here. quotes from Rebbe. Rebbe said above, Rebbe Omer, Ro'en es hamatana im yeshba kadeh lezeh kadeh lezeh kshera. If when you have the blood mixed together all in one coast, two goats, all the blood's caught in one coast, if there's enough when you do each matana to fulfill the normal shear of dam of one sayer and another sayer, so let's say, I don't know, I'm going to make up numbers, let's say each shear of dam is, you need 1 ounce of blood. So if you have 2 ounces for each sprinkling, so you fulfill the obligation. But vimlav, if you're only sprinkling, excuse me, just 1 ounce or 1.5 ounces, which is not enough, well, what's needed, then the lach is psul. So ask the Gemara, does Rebbe really hold this way? Does he really hold to the svara? Do you have to have a shear of zeh and a shear of zeh, that each sprinkling requires a proper shear? V'hatanya, doesn't the Braisa say, Amar Rebbe, that Rebbe himself quotes, he holds rather, the divrei Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer's pshat, which is what? That top of Amar Beis here, hazah kol shu mataris, hazah eina tzvicha shir, hazah mechza kasher mechza pasul. So what's the statement referring to? If you look back at the Rashi in the previous Amid to explain Shitas Rebbe Eliezer. Rashi, the first wide line, the last 2 words is Rebbe Eliezer. Legabe mechatas koi is referring to last week's Parsha, Parsha's Chukas, the mechatas of the Paraduma. So talk about mechatas, the water mixed together of the with the ashes. Umay sinan love the kamame pirkin daf pei, we're going to talk about this further. Tzlucha shal mechatas, you have a little bowl of the water of a mukdashim that's been designated for Paraduma. Some other water dripped in, rain water dripped into it, a little bit. So the lach is, it would seemingly be disqualified. But Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yazesh Shehazel. So we're going to get to why it requires 2 sprinklings, but you could ignore that for now. He says, it's fine. You could take it and sprinkle it, even though it's mixed together, some Mayim Psulim with the Mei Chathas.
This is already Mei Chathas, meaning it's already there for Ampara, is already inside.
Yeah, and then now other water gets mixed together with it. So he says, it's fine, because I don't care, though, you're sprinkling some rainwater with it. You don't need a shear, he says. Going back to the Amud Beis now, he says, Rashi in the top line says, Hazah kol shu metaheres, which is chadamilsi. When the Brisa says, Hazah kol shu metaheres, even a small amount is metaheres, and it also says, Hazah eina tzicha shir, doesn't require any amount is sufficient, it's all the same thing, that any small amount of me, as long as you have some mechatas getting onto the item you're sprinkling, that's sufficient. And whether it's mixed together, half pasul, half kasher, he doesn't care. As long as there's one droplet of mechatas in there, that's sufficient. So how come when it comes to the halacha of mechatas, Rebbe says, quoting Rebbe Eliezer, you don't require shir? When it comes to the hazah, the sprinkling of the dam of taruves, he does require shir. What's the difference? And the Gemara answers, what do you mean? How could you give the first answer is the dvar of the Rebbe Eliezer kamar. When Rebbe quotes Rebbe Eliezer, he's saying in Rebbe Eliezer's world, he doesn't require a shear. Personally, I think you do require a shear, just like by the dam you require a shear, so too by the mechatas you require a shear. But then the Gemara suggests maybe by saying that there's a distinction between hazah l'chud v'nesina l'chud. Hazah, but mechatas is different than the nesina, the putting of the blood on the mizbech. What's the difference? Rashi says 3 narrow lines down, v'nesina, dam, the mizbech, l'chud, meaning you need a shear for the blood in the mizbech. Why? Tzarech shiur, shiyire hadam l'shnei ruchos ha-keren shal mizbech. When you put the sprinkling of the blood on each corner of the mizbech, it has to be enough where it goes to a split, goes to the south and to the east, whatever corner you're going at. So that's why you need a shear for the dam mizbech. When it comes for hazah of mechatas, you don't need any shear. He agrees to Rebbe Eliezer. Okay. The Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah as well, v'nisarvu b'bechor u'maiser. So what happens if you mix together some karbanos with the bechor, which is the firstborn animal, behema tehora, which goes to the kohen, or maiser behema of the tenth of the animal that the owner gets to keep? The lacha was there is no pidyon. You can't be poed a maiser, you can't be poed a bechor. So since you have mixed together, you don't know which is which, we said that you have to let them all graze until they get a bamum, and then you could eat them with the kedusha b'chor maiser. You have to assume the chumra, and again, the b'chor, the way b'chor works, if the b'chor is a tam, so you bring it as a carbon, the kohen eats it. If it's a bamum, you could eat it, the kohen eats it wherever he wants. So the maiser behemoth as well, you bring it as a carbon, and the baal eats it. If it's a bamum, you could eat it wherever you want. So what you do is, since you don't know which is the Bechor and which one is the Ola, the Shlomim, let's say, so then you can't bring anything because they have different halachas. If you wait till all the animals get Balimum, so you'll have to eat them outside, you poda those that are, you can be poda Shlomim. So you poda the Shlomim, you can't be poda Meiser Behema. So now let's say I've got 10 animals and there's one Bechor here. So I can't shech them because I don't know which is the Bechor, which is the Shlomim. So I wait for all 10 animals to now become have a balmum. Now I can be poed the 9 of the animals, shlamim, that's a balmum, I can be poed to redeem the money and use that money to buy other shlamim. But the bechor I cannot redeem. It has to stay the way it is. It's a bechor, it's a kedusha mirechem. So that one I can't redeem, but I don't know which one it is, so I treat them all as a bechor balmum, whatever the halachas are, and I eat it outside as a bechor balmum. Even though only one of them is a bechor balmum, the other 9 are now chulin, since I've redeemed them, but since I don't know, I treat them all as a bechor balmum. So Gemara now says 4 lines down in the Amadir. Amar Rami Barchama, bechor lebeishamai, ein machilin lenidos. The halacha is a bechor. It does not, even though, even Bizman Azer actually points out, even if it gets a balmum, he holds that a bechor balmum, even though it's eaten outside the base of Migdash, a woman who's a nida may not eat it. What's the basis for this? So the Gemara Bechor is Daf Lamed Gimel tells us that there's a hekesh of a bechor to that of a shlamim, chazev ashok. And the pasuk says, kol tahor b'veischa yochel osa, only one who's tahor may eat the shlamim. So too, one who's tahor may eat the bechor. Since the women are tamei, they cannot eat bechor. So that's the shita of Beis Shammai.
Bechor still belongs to the Kohen, no?
It still belongs to
the
Kohen,
so
correct.
We're talking about a
Kohen's
nida.
He could give his family to eat.
Right.
A Bas Kohen, Eishes Kohen could eat the bechor. Right. But if she's a nida, she's not allowed to eat because it says kol tahor by a shlamim, and through a hekesh, we say that applies to a bechor as well. So that's a shita, that a bechor may not be eaten by a nida. So now the Gemara asks, what about tmurasa mahu? Let's say the lach is, you take, there's a whole mesechus called tmura, you take the kedusha, and you say that I want this animal, chulin animal, to take the kedusha from the bechor balmum and put on the tmura. So the halacha is, what's the status? Is that tamura now, that animal that has a din of tamuras bechor, is that also usher to be eaten by the nida? Is that going to take on all the halachas of a bechor or no? It's a completely different halacha. Now there is a machlokas rishonim, who gets to eat this tamuras bechor. Tosas Dibur Maaseh Bechor writes here, he's not pointing this out, but he mentioned this in passing, that the Bechor is not given, Tamuras Bechor rather, is not given to the Kohen, the owner does. So even though this Bechor is a Kohen, if I say, as a non-Kohen, Tamuras Bechor in my animal, I eat it. It's not called Matnos Kuna. Rashi argues and says, no, Tamuras Bechor does go to the Kohen as well. He becomes the owner.
Yeah.
No, I think either way.
Either way.
I'm not sure. If he gave the question is whether
because
the bechor was given.
So the coin becomes belongs to the coin. He cannot do tamura anymore.
No, because I'm not changing his animal. I'm changing my animal. Meaning.
Are you saying my animal? This my animal is becomes a tamura for.
Exactly. I gave Ezra my bechor. I say Ezra's bechor. I want to do tamura's bechor until his bechor remains a bechor. I can't change his. I'm just trying to add kedusha to my animal.
And in general, you're allowed to do tamura with somebody else's animal?
So that much I don't remember. So I don't know. So that I thought that was your question, whether I gave the bechor to Ezra yet or I didn't give the bechor
right,
yet.
See,
so I don't know. Not sure. Either way, whenever you create a tamura's bechor, there's a machlokus. Who becomes the owner? Do I become the owner, even though it's a bechor, it's a tamura's bechor, or does now the Kohen become the owner? Whoever the owner is, the question is he allowed to give it to an Isha Nida? So that's the shayla. That's suffix number one. Then the Gemara says, Bechor Eino Nifta. The Pasuk says you're not allowed to redeem a Bechor. There's no way to work it. You violate an Isser. So let's say a Temura, Temurasa of a Bechor, Maha, what's a din? If you make a Temuras Bechor, is there an Isser to do Pidyon or no? It's a different, then it's not an actual Bechor. And then the third Shaila is Bechor Eino Nishkal Belitra. The Bechor, the Gemara says in Maseches Bechorus, when it comes to weighing things, the way you used to weigh, you used to take, that scales. So now I want to weigh how heavy this bechor is. So this meat of bechor, I put other chul meat on the other side. That you can't do. That's a mezalzel. To weigh a bechor with kedusha to a regular piece of meat, that's a zilzel. The Gemara says, let's say, however, I have an animal that's psule mukdashim. That's my animal. And it became tameh, or it became balmum. I am allowed to weigh it up against chul and basar if the benefit's going to go to the hektish. If the benefit's going to the hektish, I'm allowed to. So if I psul mikdashim, the more money I get for this psul mikdashim, the bigger meat I could buy to buy another carbon to replace it. So I can be mezalz of the kachim if it's going to benefit the hektish. But bechor, when I sell bechor, that's tameh. Ezra owns the bechor. Bechor is a balmum. When he's selling it, he keeps the money for himself. Hekdesh isn't getting any benefit. So we don't allow a Bechor to be weighed on a scale only when Hekdesh is going to get benefit. That's the
Yisod. You have to sell it to a Kohen, or you can sell it to a Yisrael, because we said you can't redeem it.
He can't redeem it. He sells it to a Kohen. Only a Kohen can eat it. So he can sell it. If he wants, he can make money off it. He doesn't want the basar. He's a vegetarian. So he sells the Bechor to whoever he wants. But only a Kohen, not to whoever, to a Kohen only, he keeps the money.
A Kohen
to a Kohen, and he keeps the money, though.
Right.
Since he's keeping the money, we don't allow you to be mezalzel the Bechor up against regular meat. But by Psul Mikdashim, where the proceeds are going to the Hekdesh, as if it's going to benefit the Hekdesh, if you're going to weigh it precisely, so then you are allowed to be mezalzel of the Psul Mikdashim and weigh it. So that's true of a Bechor, that you can't Eino Nishkal Belitra. But Tmura Samaha, let's say you take the Tmura of the Bechor and then you want to weigh it, is that allowed? Or no, it has the same din as a Bechor here. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Rava says, Tanya Bechor Meiser, Mishahumimu, Osen Timura, the Timurasim Kiyotze Behen. The Gemara clearly says that a Bechor and a Meiser, when you make Timura of them, even after their Baal Mum, has the same exact din, and the answer would be that a Nida can eat Timuras Bechor, that you can do Pidon on Timuras Bechor, and you can weigh Timuras Bechor. Tosus Dibur Maskil Hitvis has a back and forth here, small back and forth here, whether the Indian of not weighing a Bechor up against Chulin Basar, whether it's a Din Dirabanan or a Din Deraisa, and he concludes that it's a Din Deraisa. It's based on a Pasuk that you can't weigh Bechor Belitra. That's his understanding. We're going to see later on Rashi argues and thinks it's only an Isser Midirabanan. So Gemara asks the question, Boy Rami Bar Chama Hitvis Bechor the Bedek Abayis. Let's say you take a Bechor and you want to designate it for the Kudshim, not for yourself. You want to sell it where the proceeds are going to go to the Beis HaMikdash in this case. So now since the Beis HaMikdash is benefiting from this, Ma'u Shiyishka Belitra, can you in this case use it to weigh up against other Chulin animals, Ravcha the Hekdesh Adif, since you're going to now benefit the Hekdesh, maybe it's permitted. Odima, perhaps Zilusa the Bechor Adif, no, but the desecrating of the Kedusha Bechor is more significant. It's more of a Kedusha Merechem. It's a higher level than other Karbanos, in which case there'll never be an instance where we allow you to weigh a Bechor up against Chulin Bas. So that's the Shiloh. So again, it's a case of Bechor, but where the proceeds are going to Hekdesh. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida Tashmai, brings the following raya from our case in Maseches Zvachim. Nisarvu bebechor v'maiser yiru ad shistavu v'yochlu kibechor u'kemaiser. We said if you have a bechor get mixed together with other shlamim, you wait till they all get a baal mum, and then you have to eat all them because you don't know which one's the bechor maiser. You eat all them with the same chumras of the bechor, the same chumras of the maiser behema. So the law of the memers is not to say, de'eino nishka b'litra, you can't weigh it. What's going to happen here is you have now 10 animals. One of them is a Bechor. Now, if I weigh all the animals to have a precise weight, I'm going to hopefully benefit the Hekdesh now. So let me put all 10 animals to weigh them and sell them off now to a Kohen, because a Kohen's allowed to eat the Bechor, and I'll make more money. So is it not say that just like a Bechor by itself you may not weigh, so to Bechor amongst all the other animals mixed together, you still can't weigh, even though it's going to benefit Hekdesh. So this is a raya that you cannot mezalz a Bechor for the hana of Hekdesh. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna, Rabbi Chizke, were Tamidei de Rabbi Yirmia. Amri, they both said, Midami, could you compare the cases of many animals mixed together with a Bechor itself, where there's one behema being sold just for Hekdesh? Midami, Hasam shtei kedushas shtei gufin. That case is there are two kedushas. There's a bechor and there's shlamim, and there are also two different gufim. There's one animal that's a bechor, one animal that's a shlamim. We'll look at Rashi in just a second. Aval hacha, but here in our case, hacha shtei kedushas v'guf echad. Our shiloh was one bechor, one animal, using that one animal for a different kedusha of hektish. So since it's all in one guf, maybe there's more room to be lenient. So just look at Rashi to explain Rashi around 15 narrow lines up. Hasam shtei kedushas v'shnei gufim. By the case of zvachim here in Maseches Zvachim, shenasan lektesh, hein kedusha levada v'guf levada, where the hana is going to go to hektesh, it's where the kedushas are separate and the animals are separate. V'abachor shadam of lekohen, the bechor's money goes to the kohen, kedusha levada v'guf levada, the money of the bechor is going to the bechor. Meaning what? If I sell 10 animals here, 1/10 of that money is going to the kohen. 9/10 is going to the Hekdesh. So it's a different case here because the Kohen still getting Hana. But in our case, if you jump now to Aval, Hacha, Shtei Kedushas V'Hein V'Guf Echad, Kedushas Bechor v'Kedushas Bedek Abayis. The Ikam Emar Hove Ravcha the Hekdesh. Since all the proceeds in this case are going to the Hekdesh by Gufa, which within the same animal itself, the Afa Gav to the Kedusha Achrisa Azil, even though it's going to a different Kedusha from Bechor to that of Hekdesh, Mizalzan v'Kedushas Bechor the High Gufa. You can desecrate this Bechor for the benefit of a Hekdesh. So therefore, there is no riot from that case, and maybe one would be allowed to. We don't have an answer. The Gemara said, wait a second. Maskiv la Rabbi Yossi bar Abin. Ma ilu amar. Let's say the guy says, hifti li b'chor shitvisu lebedek abayis. Klum shamim lo. So the first case was, I want to matvis. Matvis, I want to just take the Kedush and sell it to give to Hekdesh. But let's say I want to redeem it. I want to redeem the b'chor and then take that redemption to give to the Beis HaMikdash. Redeeming is different than selling.
So
that the Gemara says, would you listen to the guy? Of course not, because it's violating Issa Deraisa. So that doesn't even work. So just like that doesn't work, so too, Hatfasa shouldn't work either. Would we tell you to violate an Issa for the benefit of a Hekdesh? So just like Pidyon, which is obviously Deraisa you can't do so to Hatfasa also you shouldn't be able to do. Gemara says, wait a second here. Hiftu Rachman Amar Lo Hatifta. No, Hifta is a violation of Deraisa level. Hetfisa is only a violation on a Dirabanan level. Look at Rashi. Rashi says two medium wide lines down. Hiftu Rachmana Amar Lo Sifta. Valdvar of Ein Lavor. We can't violate the Torah. Aval Lishkol Belicha to weigh up against the other meat. Ein Kanavera Al Divrei Torah. There's no violation of Deraisa level. It's only Dirabanan. Maybe one would be allowed to weigh up against the Bechor if it's going to benefit Hekdesh. You can't bring me a kasha from a pidyon. Pidyon is a real deraisa. So this is the Rashi that argues on Tosos. Where Rashi says that weighing up against Bechor is only a din derabanan, while Tosos, Dibur Maschil Hitvis, thought it was a violation on a deraisa level. So at the end of the day, the Gemara still doesn't have an answer. Maybe Yutaker can be matvis, the Bechor, for the benefit of Hekdesh. So the Gemara answers no. Amrele Rabbi Ami, klum hikna zeh elamasha kanilo. So look at Rashi, four medium wide lines down to get shot here. Klum hikna hakohen zeh lebedek abayis. When the kohen is going to makne the b'chor, the proceeds to the bedek abayis, to the maintenance, the upkeep of the base of Mikdash, elamasha kanilo b'chor zeh. He's only allowed to be makne that which he already owns now. V'cheven de etzlo, since with respect to the kohen, lo hutter lishko b'lucha, since he's not allowed to weigh up against the other animals of Basachulin, Ein Yachal Haknos Lebedek Abayis Odef to make Timson Mishkal Halicha. He can't do more. I mean, he can only be Makna that which he owns now. Since right now he can't weigh Bechor the Litra, he's limited to what he's able to give over to Hekdesh. And therefore we say you cannot be Mezalz the Bechor to weigh Belitra, even though it's going to benefit the Hekdesh. Okay, Gemara now says two dots quotes from the Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah of the Perek here, the first Mishnah of the Perek, that is, Hakol Yechol Nisariv. The Mishnah said, you can mix up any animals, Karban Yachid, Chatas, all these different permutations, you can always get confused and not know which is which, with the exception of there are just two Karbanos which you can tell the difference, which is the Chutzmi, the Chatas, and the Ashim. You can tell the difference between a Chatas and Ashim. That can never get confused. Why not? The Gemara says, "My shna chatas v'ashem dehai zacher v'hai nekeva," because ashem always comes from a zacher, and the chatas always comes from a nekeva. So of course, you can never confuse the two. So the Gemara says, according to the same reason, chatas v'olanami, a chatas always comes from a nekeva, and ola always comes from a zacher. So you shouldn't get those confused either. That should have also been an example in the Mishnah that you can't confuse the two. Gemara says, "Now ika sir nasi," that the sir nasi, which is a chatas and also comes from a zachar, that can get confused with a ashim, which comes from a zachar as well. Meaning there is a chatas that does come from a zachar, so that's why they didn't want to mention. Even though normal chatas are nekevos and can't get confused, since there does exist one chatas out there of the nasi that is a zachar and that can get confused, we left that example off the list.
Can you get confused with an ola?
Right.
No, why can't that get confused with an ashram as well?
Right. That can confuse. Enechnami, if I could also. Enechnami.
Right. But our Mishnah says that the chatas, the ashram, is the exception.
Chatas and ashram. Are you saying if his sari chatas could come from a zachar, as does an ashram? So just like we don't mention the chatas in Ola, why don't we mention the chatas in ashram? I believe on the Mishnah it said a different reason though. The Mishnah said because the Chatas doesn't come from an aisle and the Ashram does come from an aisle.
Right.
So that's the difference. Yeah, so this is an additional reason, right? Yeah, okay, that's what the Mishnah said. So the aisle can only come from an Ashram. Ashram only comes from an aisle. Chadas can come from an aisle. So if you've seen that there's an aisle there, it has to dafka be an Ashram. But there's another distinction the Gemara says, also Zachar versus Nekeva. So in the world of female and male, we could have created another situation where you can't get confused between a chatas and an ola, even though they can come from the same animals. One is a male, one's a female. You say, nah, but a sarnasi could be a zachar, and that can get confused with a ola, but it can't get confused with an ashram, because an ashram comes from an aisle. Okay, that's the answer. Then the Gemara said, now this next line I'm reading, I have the brackets here. It's not really in the Gemara, but it should be in the Gemara. You probably have it in the article size. That chatas v'ashram nami'ika. A chatas and ashram also, it can't get confused. Why? Because in a sar, oh, this is your question. This is sarnasi. Oh, go ahead. Sarnasi. So you have a sarnasi, which is a male, get confused with an ashram. And the Gemara says, no, hai seyar v'hai tzemer. The difference is the animals that we just answered. Okay, fine. Meaning what? That the sire of a chatas, granted it's a male, but a sire, the different hair, and that of an asham comes from an aisle, and it's a wool. So the goat and the sheep have very different hairs, and even though they're both males, you could tell the difference. So then the Gemara said, what about Pesach of asham? Nami lom arif. They also can't get confused, because hai ben shana, Pesach is a ben shana, 1 year old, and hai ben shei shana, but an asham is 2 years old. So even though they're both males and they're both sheep, there are different ages, so you can't get confused between those two. And the Gemara says, no, Ika Ashram Nazir, Ashram Mitzora, that comes from a year old as well, and can get confused with a one-year-old sheep from a Karban Pesach. So there can be confusion with the Pesach and an Ashram. Ibai Seima, alternatively, Ika Ben Shana Demechse Ke Ben Sheshanim, Vika Ben Shanim Demechse Ke Ben Shanim. Meaning a two-year-old and one-year-old, sometimes you can have a very mature one-year-old looking like a two-year-old, and sometimes you can have a two-year-old looks very small, and it's hard to tell the difference and distinguish between different ages.
When you say 2 years old, you say 1 year plus 1 day?
Or 1 year, 1 day, yeah.
Right, so it makes sense that you can have a
difference. No, but I think 2 years is also 2 years and 1 day as well.
Ah.
So they're both, it's a year apart.
So what happens if one is 1 year and 11 months,
right,
and 30 days?
So that would be very, that would be,
right,
2 days apart.
So that would be
exactly
apart.
Right. So then the Mishnah says, the new Mishnah, Asham shenis arvu b'shlamim, you have a carbon Asham which gets mixed with a carbon shlamim. So the Mishnah says that Rabbi Shimon Omer shneim yishchatu b'tzafon. Even though shlamim we know can be shechted anywhere you want, Asham can only be shechted b'tzafon. We're going to be machmir since we don't know if it's a shlamim or an Asham. We say shechted b'tzafon to cover your bases. And you eat like the chumra of the asham, which is what? Rashi explains the six lines up from the bottom here. Even though shlamim may be eaten by the bailim, but the asham may not. So we say, be strict and only let the kahuna eat it. And be'azara only, like the asham, even though shlamim can be eaten outside the azara. And liyom v'layla kidin asham. Even though shlamim can be eaten for 2 days and a night, take all the chumras of the asham. This way you're completely safe. Amrullah, the Mishnah says now, Amrullah, the Chacham respond back to Rabbi Shimon, Ein mevin kajim lebeis hapsul. You can't do that. Why is it beis hapsul? Rashi says, lebeis hapsul means shememayit bezman achila shlamim umevi lidei noser. What's going to happen is you're now limiting the amount of time you can eat shlamim from 2 days and one night to just 1 day and one night. And now it's very possible you're going to, the shlamim might be left over, noser, and that would be being brought to the beis hapsul, which means burning it because it's possible. So now, so let's say I bring it happens Sunday. So really, mikat din shlamim can be eaten Sunday night, and Monday. And then if I had anything left over after Monday, I burn Tuesday morning. But an asham can only be eaten Sunday night. Anything left over, I eat Monday. I rather burn Monday morning. So since I'm assuming the shlamim has a din of an asham because of the suffix, now what's going to happen is I might have leftovers of shlamim, which I really should be able to eat Monday, but I'm not, because it might be an asham. I end up burning it Monday morning, when in theory I really should be able to eat it. So Chacham don't like to get involved in such a suffix, so they suggest, Rashi says, Ella yiru v'yimchu kidileil. Rather, you should wait for it, you sell the animal, wait for it to get a bamum, sell the animals and buy a brand new shlamim where you can eat it properly 2 days and one night. Mishnah now says, nisarvu chatichos b'chatichos. Let's say you've already shechted the animals. You have an asham that's all cut up, You have shlamim that's all cut up. You can't be poded anymore at this point once it's been shechted. So now, nisarvu chatichos bechatichos, kachi kachi mekachi kalim, hanecham liyom echad b'necham sheyamim, higher level kedushas, but the lower level kedushas, those which are eaten only one day, those are eaten 2 days, everything's all confused. In this case, yochlu kuchamer shebehem. Even in this case, the chacham will agree, since there's nobody to fix it anymore, even he would say, eat it like the more stringent one. Meaning the case of shlamim and asham, he would say if it's been shechted already and cut up in pieces, you should eat it as an asham, even though you might have to burn it Monday morning early. That's the only option that you have. The Gemara now says, Tani, Tani, Kami, Rav, they taught this brisa in front of Rav. The following, it says that, Ein shvius, ein lochin bedameh, chuma, mipnei shem mematin bachilasa. The shvius, you don't buy the shvius with the money of chuma. What's going on here? Rashi says two lines up, shvius, ein lochin bedameh, chuma. Mipnei shem mematin bizman achilasa chuma, umevi li de ha'isra achila. Chuma, if I've got chuma, I can eat chuma as long as I want. There's no limitation. Or Ezra. Ezra's a Kohen, he can eat chuma whenever he wants. But shvius halacha is that shetricha shetisbayer min haolam kodem shetich lalachaya shebesada. That you have to burn it in your house when it no longer exists to the chaya outside. So let's say I'm eating grapes. It's shvius here. So I can eat grapes during the Shemitah year as long as I want. The moment there's no longer grapes out in the wild for the chaya to eat, the wild animals, I have to burn it in my property as well. So now if I have chuma, if I'm using chuma now, I use Shemitah fruits to buy chuma, so that chuma now has a din of shvius to it. And now, Ezra's eating the grapes of Chuma, but it's bought with Shemitah fruit, it has the additional chumers of Shemitah. And even though the group grapes are very fresh, once the grapes are no longer available in the wild, he can't eat it either. It needs to burn the Chuma earlier than he should have otherwise. So he says one shouldn't do that because you're being memait, you're bringing the Chuma to base up Psul earlier than it should have been burned. So the Gemara says, Amru Rabbanan Kami de Rava, they said to Rava, this is against Rabbi Shimon, because the Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah says, Hamar Mivin Kachim Beis Hapsul. He has no problem with that. He said, if you have an Asham and Shalom mixed together, you could assume the din of an Asham. And even though you might burn the Shalom early, he doesn't mind bringing it earlier. So too, even though the Chuma now has a din of the Shemitah, the restriction of Shemitah, and you may have to burn earlier, he's completely fine with that, and he goes against this statement of this Braisa. So Amar Le Afilu Tema Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon would agree even in our case, Hanimile Dieved Lichatchila Lo. He says there's a difference. B'dieved, he says it works. Meaning if the Asham and Shlamim got mixed together, B'dieved, you could assume like the Asham, even though it means bringing the base up Psul earlier. But to Lichatchila, go ahead and buy Shemitah, use Shemitah to buy Chuma, Lichatchila, to put yourself in such a position, then he would say one shouldn't do that to bring it to Mevi'in Lebeis
Hapsul. Even though there's an element of Lichatchila that Rav Shimon agrees to, because he's saying Shechitasam Tzafon, as
right,
opposed to the Rabbanan, who say, let it Yeruach Yistavu. So,
you mean he could have said, Lichatchila, just go let it graze and get a Bamum. That's another option you could have done. But I guess it's still a Bidyevit situation that you created. That's always a question, how you define Bidyevit Lichatchila. But okay, anyway, we'll stop here, and the Mirtashem will pick up tomorrow.
Here, the Kohen is only a Kohen's done by Tuma, right?
Correct.
This is the correct case of a Kohen.